the Holy Quran comes back with something so beautiful and reassuring for the believer. It tells us that when my servants ask concerning me, he lets the believer in him know, surely I am nigh. I'm near. I'm closer than your own life vein, your jugular vein. Just think about how close that is. If he's closer than that, then he's a part of you and you're a part of him. Prayer, my dear and beloved brothers and sisters, is so important. There's nothing spooky about prayer. I would advance that it is the highest transmission of energy in our universe. We're familiar with radio, television, and telephone signals. All these are energy frequencies that travel through the air unseen, and they travel by electric magnetic waves. Those energies or transmissions of audio frequencies and video that all travel through the air, you don't see it, but you know it exists because there's always some device or matter that energy is operating through. So the Quran opens up, believe in the unseen and keep up prayer. There's nothing spooky about prayer. On this electromagnetic spectrum, microwaves, radio waves, infrared radiation, visible light, X-rays, all of these are energy wave frequencies. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that sound travels at the rate of 1,120 feet per second. And light travels at 186,000 miles per second. But I would advance that thought is the most powerful energy that exists in the universe. Because you don't have light without thought. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that thought travels at the rate of 24 billion miles per second. And he taught us that thought never dies, except the thought of Satan and the enemy. That thought would be destroyed from the atmosphere itself, because the satanic mind and the satanic thought has no place in a universe built on the principle of truth. So when we pray, it's like your cell phone, and the problem with most of us is we're not connected. We've lost our signal. You didn't hear me. We've lost our signal. So we're not communicating. Now, the presence of Satan on the planet has actually interrupted our frequency. So we're not vibing.